Look at John, one verse, John 4:35. I kind of want to prepare us for the missions, but I couldn't get that out of my heart, Brian. I sat there and watched that precious lady, and I thought, wow, all those, I guarantee you millions of people watched that. I guarantee you millions of people watched that yesterday. And wonder why the liberals didn't put it on. Wonder why the liberals didn't put it on, the liberal stations, like ABC and CBS and MS. Wonder why, just Fox carried it. That's about the only station I'll listen to. And then you don't know. You're getting very little truth anymore, but you don't get any from the other ones. At least you get some there. I have more. That station there is what I watch all the time, Fox. It has Hannity and all the conservatives on it, and so that's the conservative station for me. And John chapter 4, verse 35. Here's the title, Aust. It's harvest time right now. It's harvest time right now. Let's stand for the reading of God's word. Penny, it's good to see you and Mom. God bless you. I see you back there. God bless you. My special Goodwill lady. Love that store. Scriptural, too. Bible says in Luke, goodwill towards all men. Check it out. Chapter 1. Your preacher's a fundamentalist. I have scripture. I'm not going to stand for it. Lord, you know I'm just having fun. But I do love Goodwill. Look at, it's harvest time right now. I'm going to read one verse, what Jesus said 2,000 years ago. Look at John chapter 4, verse 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. Pretty strong statement. I believe Jesus said this with some expression when he said it. Heavenly Father, this is what you put in my heart to preach. Help me to be a blessing to my people. May it have an effect on my life and theirs also. May we see there's a harvest field beyond these doors of this church building, and help us to enter into that harvest field like there's time, that the time's running out. Help us to get the harvest while we can gather it in. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. In verse 35, I want you to notice what Jesus told his disciples about the harvest time. I broke it down. I broke it down in 5 parts. The first statement Jesus said in verse 35, say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. In other words, he says, quit making excuses for us not to go out in the field. It's time for us to go right now. This is for me and for everybody else. We all can make excuses why we don't go. We all try to make excuses why we don't witness, why we don't do things. We do. But Christ is telling these disciples, hey, get out there. Quit making excuses. You don't have to wait 4 months. The harvest is there. You just got to go out there. Then the next statement, one word, behold. Whenever you see that word behold in the Bible, God's wanting to get your attention. Hey, listen up. I want your attention. Every time you see that word behold, God, it's like your mom and saying, I'm going to get you. Or dad saying, you better listen. Listen up. Listen up. When you see Jesus say behold, he's saying, stop what you're doing. I want your attention. I've got something important to tell you, and I want you to get it. He said, behold. Then the number three, lift up your eyes. Lift up your, in other words, look what's out there. There's souls of harvest out there. You just got to start looking. You know, a lot of times we don't win no people to Christ because we don't look for them. I met a fellow that I was thinking about him this morning. Yesterday, he was about 6'10", just a huge guy. And I got thinking, I don't know if he's saved now, but boy, I thought, man, if he's not, I'd like to win him to Christ. That'd be something for Brother Dave to baptize, amen? I don't know if I can get that guy in the Baptist. That guy, he was his brother Ray's. He had to get underneath the ceilings. And he couldn't, he had to watch out for those. Just a big giant type of a guy. And believe it or not, Pastor Dave was talking about giants this morning. That even though that guy was a giant, he'd be like a baby compared to the giants that were back in Noah's day. But you know what? They're out there. We just aren't looking for them. Oh, there's no one to reach, preacher. No, they're there. We just aren't looking. We're not going. We're not looking. That includes the preacher. And then it says, look on the fields. That's the direction and the place where to look. Look on the fields. If you don't go to where people are, you're never going to find any. You got to go where they're at. Amen? Look in the right direction. Look in the place where you can find them. And then it says, fifth thing I got, they are white already to harvest. In other words, hey, they're ready for picking right now. Yeah. Now, I love tomatoes. Oh, man. Ruthie, I love tomatoes. You know those big red juicy ones that will come late, like July and August? Oh! I can eat, now Rosie can't eat them because she gets, they have an effect on her. So I eat hers and mine. But Brother Rod, I can just sit there. Hey, you just give me a couple big tomatoes and some cottage cheese. Oh, man, I'll make a smorgasbord out of that. Set that thing down and slice up. Get that salt and pepper, Josh. And oh my boy, now if you're really feeling froggy, bring a little Lay's potato chips too. I'll dip them in. Oh yeah. Hello. Now you're talking, preacher. Now you're anyway saying, now you're preaching, preacher. Preach on, preacher. But you gotta wait to the right time of the summer to get those big plump red tomatoes. Carl and I think it's Wes. Some of you folks bring me tomatoes during the summer. Keep them coming. I love them. Rosie will take those. Sister Young, Rosie will take those green ones because she's from West Virginia. And she'll slice them and fry them. Now the West Virginia people know what I'm talking about. Now I got everybody on board now. I'm talking about the green ones that you slice and you fry up. Amen. Now we're talking about eating, aren't we? Oh, yeah. We're celebrating Sister Cochran's 90th birthday, and we're having tomatoes. Forget the cake. Give me the fried tomatoes. Jesus said, they are, look, Brother Coolidge, your wife's all excited. We're in the West Virginia land. She's already got her shoes flipped off, and she's ready to go through the patches. Amen? Amen. Fried taters. Oh, yeah, you got to have them. Oh, you can't. Oh, good night. I'm coming, Lord. Isn't it fun preaching? Jesus said, them tomatoes are ready to harvest. He said they're white already to harvest. The crops there. And I want you to get this. What he was saying, hey, they're ready for picking. Quit delaying. Stop making excuses, disciples. It's harvest time right now. That's the title. It's harvest time right now. Listen, Jesus told the disciples, hey, get out in the field. We got a bumper crop, and it's ready right now for the picking. The only reason we're not bringing the crop in, because we're not out there picking it. Amen? Get out in the field. Start picking before you lose that crop. Because there is a time if you don't pick those tomatoes, they rot. There's a season where you got to get them or you're going to lose them. Don't lose the crop before it withers away. You know, there's a lot of people out there, folks, that are withering away. Their souls are going to die and go to hell because you and I didn't get out in the field and witness. We don't go out to the field, the lost world, we will miss out on the harvest of souls. That's what I love, running the buses. We'll run. Over 21 years ago, I came to this church. And I told you, as long as I pastor this church, we'll run the buses. Now, they're talking about the gas going up to $5 a gallon before September, I think. Yes. But even if it goes up to $5, we're still running the buses. We're still going to run the buses. And you know why? Because there's boys and girls and men and women need to be picked up. And they need to hear about Jesus. And there's nothing more important than their souls. Bus workers, keep up the good work. And we didn't get to run them last week because of the snow and the ice. The weather was inclement. We couldn't do it. It broke my heart. But I'll tell you, you probably... By the way, every time you don't run your buses, it hurts you for the next 2 or 3 weeks. Because the buses have to be consistent all the time or you lose kids. You got to visit every Saturday or you lose the kids. So any inconsistency in the bus routes, it hurts them real bad. Well, it's the same thing with our church. Any inconsistency of us going out witnessing the people, it hurts the church real bad. Just like the bus routes has got to be run every week, we've got to... You and I as individuals, we need to witness to someone every week. Hello? If we don't, we'll miss out on the harvest of souls that God has for us to reach. Listen, Jesus is emphasizing here. He's emphasizing we can reach them now. It's not too late. They say, we got to wait 4 months yet. No, Christ says, no, it's ready to harvest right now. Quit delaying. Quit putting it off. Let's go get the crop while we can get it. There's a bumper crop of souls out here in Ravenna, in Richtown, and in Streetsboro, and Windham, and all the areas around for us, waiting for us to come to them, and they're waiting right now. Jesus said, go out right now. Look for them right now. Reach them right now. They're ready to be reached right now. Don't miss the opportunity while you have it right now. The time is right now. Stop putting off the need to go. The time is right now. Boy, he was putting a definite thing there, wasn't he? Listen, every day that passes by, every day that we live, it brings us one day closer to the coming of Christ. People say, well, I don't believe Christ is coming back. It don't matter if you believe it or not. It don't matter if I believe it. He's coming back. They didn't believe in Noah's day that the flood was going to come, but it came just like Christ said he would. And so we need to realize that Christ is coming back, and every day that God gives us, we need to use that day to reach somebody, witness to somebody, pray for somebody, that they might not be left behind. If we're going to reach people for Christ, it will not be later. No, if we're going to reach people for Christ, it must be now. Now. We are not promised tomorrow, but we're promised right now. We need the mindset, it's harvest time right now. You know, we need a mindset, it's harvest time 12 months out of the year. I know it's hard in the winter sometimes, and I pull back. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't pull back witnessing, but I don't push the people to go out and knocking on doors in the snow and the rain, the bitter cold. But We still can witness to people when we're out in the malls and at work. You know, even though we don't go out knocking on doors during the winter, we still could go out and witness to people as we in our daily lives. We need to witness right now. Bethel Baptist, we need to witness right now. We need to go right now. We need to pray for souls going to hell right now, not later. We need to reach out to lost people around the world right now. We've got our missions conference coming up. We're going to be preaching about missions. It's important that we think about missions. People, not just people in Ravenna, Northeast Ohio. We need to think about people all over the globe where God died for each one of them. You got to have missionaries to go to them. We need to speak to our families and friends. Some of you still got family and friends you've never witnessed to. You got to do it right now. You got to do it today. Tomorrow might be, you might not have that chance. Right now. Listen, I don't know if we'll see 2013. You look at me funny, but I'm going to tell you right now, Brother Jack, the rapture could happen in 2012. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. I know it's going to. Brother Marty, I know someday Christ is coming back. I believe we're really close to his coming. I don't know when. I don't know the exact time. And by the way, no one else does either. Even though they write books and tell you to buy their book, because they'll tell you, don't believe them. They don't know either. But I know one thing. He is coming. And I know from what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, and what's going on in the world, I know we're getting closer and closer and closer. Real close. What was that game we used to play when we were kids? You'd say, you'd look for and you'd go, I think it's called I Spy. And you'd say, like, was that? You'd say, you're getting warmer, hotter, 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 hotter. How many know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Well, for Christ coming back, Jordan, we're warm, hotter, 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 hot, 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 hot. That's how close we are to Christ coming back. Jesus said, don't worry about 4 months from now. It's harvest time right now. This Thursday, Brother Tom and I will go to the ABL. We always have, someone always brings a message. We always give an invitation. You know why? Because we don't know if they'll be there next month. It's this Thursday at ABL is going to be harvest time again for us. Now, not many get saved, but some do. And I'm glad we get the gleaning sometimes. It's harvest time right now. He said, hey, lift up your eyes. Look on the harvest field. It's white already, the harvest. God says, hey, Bethel, look out there. They're out there. I see two people in our congregation today because they got little flyers on the door and they came to our church. They've been coming ever since. Jesus was saying, hey, you disciples of mine, get out there right now. The picking's good. It's good picking right now. Listen, church, all of us, we need this kind of mindset. We really do. Because I think we all, and I'm talking about the preacher, we have highs and lows. We're hot sometimes for witnessing, then we crank it back. I mean, we rev our engines up, and then it goes back down. Hello? We need this kind of mindset and attitude for lost souls right now, not later, but right now. We need it. Listen, not next week, but this week. Not next month, but this month. Not in the year 2013, but in the year 2012. Now hang on to your seat. I won't be preaching much longer, but I'm going to show you something here in just a few minutes. Let me challenge you. It's harvest time. How many believe it's harvest time right now? Let me ask you, who has God put in your heart to witness to lately? Who has God put in your heart to witness to lately? And if he hasn't, whose fault's that? Yours or God's? Hello? How long has it been since you prayed for someone? How long are you going to wait before you speak to that person that God's told you years ago, months ago, weeks ago, hey, you need to witness that person. You need to ask them about Christ, that person you live next door to, that person you work with, that family member. How long has it been since God spoke to you and you still haven't witnessed to that person? And you say, well, I'm preacher, I'm waiting for the right time. Yeah, yeah, I'm waiting for the 4 months. I'm waiting for 4 months, preacher. Then it'll be, no, God says, no, don't wait for the 4 months. It's harvest time right now. You go to work tomorrow, that lady or man that you've been thinking about witnessing to, you need to witness to him. You need to pray before you go. And you need to ask that special question. If you died and stood before God today, what would you say to him? What would you say? Why should I let you into heaven? If they can't say that you should let me in heaven because I received Christ as my Savior, they're not going to heaven. Because the answer to that question, when God, you say, if God would ask you, why should I let you into heaven? That's a great question to ask people. Why should I let you into heaven? What would you say? And if that person don't say, because I trusted Christ as my Savior, that person needs to be saved. Because they'll say, well, I'm a good person. I live right. I haven't cheated on my wife. I haven't done this. Hello? Hello? Don't drink. Don't chew. Don't do what the others do. I stole one from Tommy. I like that, Tommy. There's a lot of truth to it. Listen. How long will you wait before you pray for that soul? I know a lot of people I've led to Christ. I prayed for them for weeks and months. One man I prayed for a year before I ever got, Jeff Riegert. I prayed for him for a year before he ever got saved. We give up. Oh, God, save this person. They don't get saved and we don't pray for them no more. Hello? Listen, Brother Robbie's going to be here Wednesday. He's going to preach our Faith Promise Missions. And I'm hoping he challenges my heart. And I hope he challenges your heart, because there's someone over in Germany. There's someone over in Spain. There's someone over in Argentina. Listen, I'm not going to name every country in the world. Poland, you name the country. Russia, Israel. There's someone somewhere on this globe that needs to hear about Christ real soon. Because they're ready to die, and we need to help a missionary to get to them so they don't die without Christ. What will you do this year in 2012 to help support missions around the world? Will you pray for them? Will you help give to them? So another question, so they can take the gospel, help missionaries so they can take the gospel to someone who's never heard about Christ. Now, I'll tell you, I've been in Germany, and I've been over in that Eastern countries, and I'm going to tell you right now, those people I talked to a Russian lady that was teaching in Stuttgart, a young gal about in her early 20s, and I witnessed to her about Christ when I was over there with Harold, and she said, I've never heard of Jesus. And that lady could speak 6 different languages. She was off the chart intelligent, and she said, and she was very polite with me, but she said, I'm sorry, I've never heard of Jesus. Now that's what she told me face to face. Now that means someone's not getting the gospel out to people that need to hear it. Hello? So they're out there. We just got to care about getting out there. It's not that there's not a harvest. There's a harvest. We just don't go out to the harvest field. And we don't send missionaries to go to the harvest field. And some of you young men, you ought to pray about, maybe God someday will make you a missionary, because there's someone in some country that God will put in your heart that you need to go tell about Christ. What will you do to get the gospel out in the eastern part of Ohio, northeast Ohio, this year before 2012? Bethel, what are we going to do? What will we do to get the gospel out? Will you go out with us and knock on doors? Because it's starting to get warmer. About March, I think March, we should have marching orders again. You say, well, preacher, we've done it. No, just keep going. Just keep go. If we just keep going back to the same houses, because people always have to be saved. By the way, they don't always get saved the first time you come by. God's given us marching orders, and come March, we'll probably start marching again like we did last summer, and just start going out and knocking on doors and witnessing, giving them gospel tracts. Amen? Will you be going out? Will you pray for us that can't go out? Will you make up the packages that we make up to send out as we go? Will you give money to help purchase tracts? Here's a thought. I'm going to challenge somebody. Preacher, you're always talking about money. I know it. Folks, I give almost every penny I have to the cause of Christ. I'm not trying to get a pat on the back, but I do. I give to everything I can to help get the work out. You say, well, you're a preacher. That's why you do it. No, I'm a Christian, and I love the Lord. I know hell's real and heaven's real, and I know our Savior's coming back. Now, I have these because I put a few in each one of my suit coats. So when I go to the hospital, I snatched a bunch of them off before we gave them all out. But we're out of this. We're out of these. We need these to be made up. I'm telling you right now, we don't have no more Got Life tracks other than what preachers got. I've got a few and I'm not giving them to you. Because I know I'll pass mine out. See what I did? I took stacks of them home with me. See, I still got a few. I've got them in almost every one of my suits. Now, I don't wear the suit this much. That's why there's more in there. Some of my suits are completely empty, because I used to have my car filled with them. And the car's empty. But we don't have Got Life. We don't have I'm a Good Person with our church land. And our church service, we're out of these. And I think to make 5,000 of these, and maybe a 1,000 of these, I'm thinking we need $1,200 to $1,400. And I don't have $1,400 to do it right now, but I need these right now. And people are dying, going to hell. And don't tell me that people don't read these, because there's people in our church right now, that in our church that we went and left these at their door, gave them to them, and they came. Yes, and Jack Kennedy's another one. And the brother in the back there, I'm going to tell you, there's people that get these. You say, what, does it really matter? It really matters. I want you to pray about this. Boy, I know we've been asking for money for everything. You can't take it with you anyways. That's another reason I want the Lord to hit those investments that we have. By the way, not one penny of the church's money was ever used. It was all our own personal money. So don't let the devil try to. But I'm praying that those investments we have are going to pay off, so I'll have money to put in the church so we can never have a want, that we can always supply that need. Amen? But we need some more of these. We need these. I need 5,000 each of these. At least another 1,000 of these, at least to start with. And Rod, that's going to be $1,200, $1,400. I know it is. A lot of money there. And so you ought to pray about it. Maybe you could give $400 or $200 or $500. Maybe you could write a check for $1,200 and let me get them made up, because I got to have them in March. And I'm going to be honest with you, I don't have the money. You say, boy, preacher, what are you doing? This, I'm trying to tell you, there's a harvest out there, and we need to take what God's given us and use it for His glory. It's getting quiet. Well, whenever you preach, see, I wore this red tie for a real purpose today. I was teaching young Bill. I said, did you know something about preacher? I wore a red tie and a red thing in my coat there, because red draws people's eyes on you. And I said, I'm going to be talking about souls today. And reaching before they die and go to, and we'll be talking about the need to give of our money, of our time, of our talents. And I want people to focus on me today. I've got something important to tell you. Jesus said, listen, don't say there's 4 months left. No, it's harvest time right now. It's harvest time right now. Can anyone say amen? What will you do to get, what will you do that we can get the gospel out? Listen, and I'm going to say this. I'm almost done. Jesus said, say not that there's 4 months. Quit putting off the need to go, because the need to go is right now. Quit making excuses and reasons to delay or giving. Lost souls are everywhere. How many say that? Well, and they're where we live, and they're all around the world. And this week, we're going to challenge you to help missions. Boy, last year you responded. And I'll give, I promise you, me and Rosie give every week to missions. I've upped my money. Sometimes I scare Rosie. But I'm going to tell you right now, listen, you can't take it with you. But I want to do what I can to reach people for Christ now. It's not, when Christ comes back, we're going to say, man, I wish I would have witnessed more. Wish I would have gave more. Wish I would have prayed more. Wish I would have knocked on doors with the rest of them when we had a chance. Wish I did more. Hello, I'm here with me. Be a lot of regrets when we get to heaven. Some of your friends and family are going to die and go to hell. And we're going to see them. You're going to see them cast in a lake of fire. And they're going to say, why didn't you tell me? You say, well, they told me not to say anything to them. If their house was on fire, would you tell them then? Well, I'm just going to let it burn down with them in it. They told me not to bother them. If you would save them with an earthly thing, why wouldn't you, which is only temporal, why wouldn't you care about the eternal thing? And listen to me. We are running out of time. The world's getting ready for the one world government. Listen, don't say I'll help later. I'll give later. I'll go later. I'll witness later. I'll pray later. No, you need to say, God, I'm going to do it. What do you want me to do today? I'll do it today. Listen, there's an urgency right now to reach people. I just ran this off for you. I do a lot of stuff. I know what's going on in the world. That's why a preacher's always depressed. I see a lot of stuff going on. I don't want you to know what's going on. I'll tell you what's important. But Christ is coming back. I ran a few things off yesterday just so you could see. I think some of you think I don't know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. Trust me. Big things are going down. They're going down right now while I'm talking to you. They've been going down. Especially in the banking system, our monetary system. Not just the United States, all around the world. Now let me just show you a couple things and I'll be done. Let me just show you what went down in the month of February. Today's February 19, right? Is that right? You kids are smart. February 19th. So we're 19 days into February. Let me just tell you what's went on with the world just in the month of February. On February 15th, I ran these off. I've got it documented. I'm not smoking guns. I'll show it to you. I ran them off. The World Bank President, Zolik, he resigned February 15th, the World Bank. See, we're coming into a world order. Are you still listening to me? If we don't reach people now, there'll be a day we won't be able to reach them. World Bank President Robert Zolik said Wednesday a non-American might be chosen to head up 187 nations. Zolik, 58, informed the board he would leave. He resigned. The president of the World Bank resigned on February 16 because, I don't want to scare you, but there's a great thing going down right now. There's a great global world thing going down right now. America's going to have a collapse. By the way, if you can pay your house off, pay your house off. If you got money to pay your bills, pay them off. Store food and put water. And I'm not trying to scare you. I love you. That was February 15th. That's 4 days ago, right? President of World Bank. The World Bank. In Australia, ANZ Bank, CFO, Australian, resigns February 15th. CEO resigns and Sydney, Australia, and New Zealand banking group, Wednesday announced senior management reshuffled and resigned, resigned his office of president. That's over in New Zealand. Hello? And Sydney, Australia? Are you still with me? And that was, I've got a point you'll see in just a minute. That was February 15th. Here's February 14th. Bloomberg, okay. Nicaragua? How do you say that? Okay, that place. South America, right? Central America. Central Bank of Nicaragua quits amidst a spat. And so he resigned over in Nicaragua the 14th, the head there. This is all going down right now. February just went down. Credit, private bank chief, Asian economist over from Singapore, Tan. He resigned, and that was, he resigned, Joseph Tan resigned February 17th. Okay. Embarrassment for a miracle as German president resigns in disgrace. February 18th, 2012. Hello? Is anybody still with me? Still February. Australia head steps down. February 16th. Royal Bank of Scotland country, Stephen Williams, confirmed he would relinquish his role as president. They're all stepping down. See, there's central banks all over the world. There's a big banking thing going on right now. They're trying, Bobby, you probably know because you got the shortwave and stuff. A lot of people don't get this kind of stuff. You can get this, used to be you can only get this kind of stuff off the shortwave, but now with the internet, you get a lot of stuff. Plus, I'm always into it, and I belong to a thing called PTR, People's Talk Radio, and that's where I got the news from PTR. And Kuwait, central bank chief resigns. February 13, 2012. Is anybody home? Yeah. You want to know about this? This will shake you up. This is one of the sheiks. Let me read this to you. The head of Kuwait Central Bank, more than 25 years, has resigned. The official Kuwaiti news agent said, Sheikh Salam Abdazi Ala Sabah, a member of the Gulf nation's ruling family, has stepped down after serving the central bank since 1986. February 13th, 2012. I've been telling you it's coming. You think the preacher don't know what I'm talking about? I know what I'm talking about. How many think we ought to be winning souls right now? I don't even know how to say this guy's name. He's from India. Whew. Look at that name. Anyways, this fellow from India, Bank of India, the CEO there, he just resigned. He just resigned. I don't even know who this is. He's some foreigner. Wherever this guy, it must be Spain or somewhere, I don't know. Somewhere when over in East, middle, I don't know where he's at, Europe, somewhere. February 10th. He resigned. I can't even pronounce the guy's name. Can you see that, Brian? I can't even pronounce his name. I've got it here on paper. There are things going on in the banking system that the world don't know. But I'm telling you, you've been hearing a lot about Portugal and stuff like that, and Spain and Greece. You've been hearing Greece a lot. These countries, I'm telling you because I watch this stuff because I have investments with foreign currency. And plus, I'm a Bible believer, and I know what's going on. Am I boring you folks? I'm telling you right now, there's going to be a major world money disposition, if I can say that word, a money balance. There's a global economy with about 180 some nations right now that they are that's going through what we call revision, and they're trying to make all the countries like Vietnam and China. They're trying to make them their currency come up. Because, see, they've lowered their currency so much so they can beat everybody. So people buy from them and work because everything's cheaper. But they're going to force them to come up. Hello? The United States. Look up here, folks. I'm just trying to tell you the truth, what's going on. Bobby, I get scared sometimes because I don't tell you folks one-fifth of stuff I know what's going on because I don't want to scare you. It's bad enough I stay up late and think about stuff. But Christ is coming back. There's a revision of all the major currencies of all the countries. I thought I heard 192. It might be 187. It's taking place right now. America's going to have a devaluation. Because we're printing money every day with nothing to back it. We're printing money every day with nothing to back it. Hello? You just have a gold standard. Now, by the way, we might go back to that gold standard. I'm hearing we are going to go back to it. And when it does, your dollar is going to be worth about 60 cents, 50 cents, somewhere in there. That's what I'm saying. If you got money to pay your house off right now, pay it off. Pay your debts off. Pay your debts off if you can. Why did I take time just for that? Not to scare you. I'm trying to tell you. Revelation 13 talks about a one world currency and a one world government. We're heading for that. We're heading for that. Are you still with me? There's a thing called, when you read the paper, Eddie, you and Liz, look for IMF, International Monetary Fund. I don't know if you noticed that, but that International Monetary Fund's been sending money over to that one country, was it Portugal? They've been sending money over to try this so they won't collapse. And the European countries, they want to hold their euro, and they're ready to collapse. Other than Germany. Germany's got a stable economy. By the way, Canada has a pretty stable economy. But America, we just keep printing it off, baby. Printing it off. Printing it off. Little Tam Tam, when she was small, we used to go to the store and she'd say, Mama, just write a check for it. Didn't matter if, let's see, honey, Dad, just write a check. They'll take it. See, what America's been doing, we've been writing checks. America's been writing checks for a long time now without any money in the bank. Since Mr. Obama's been president, we have went up $5 trillion in debt. $5 trillion. Get mad at me. I'm just telling you. I ain't got nothing to do with Democrat or Republican. I'm telling you, our country's near $16 trillion in debt. We're ready to collapse. Aren't you glad you came? But I'm not worried because Christ is with us. I'll never leave nor forsake you. Carl, the world's got to be terrified. We don't. Number one, we've got Christ with us, Brother Marty. Number two, I just know it just tells me I'm closer to the coming of Christ. We're getting closer every day to the one world government. But when that happens, we're going up. So, Brother Tim, I'm not worried about it. I'm going to keep eating pizza and pepperoni and sausage and all the works because I'm just waiting for Jesus to come back. Amen. So I might as well have fun eating that good pizza he makes while I'm waiting. Amen. That's the nicest stuff. But we should have our eyes open and we should think prudently. And what I'm saying in this scripture, Jesus said, don't say there's 4 months. You know, we got plenty of time to reach them. We've got plenty of time to reach people. No, we don't have plenty of time to reach people. Time's running out. Time's running out on a New Testament church. Brother Rod, if we're going to do something, we better do it real soon. We better do it real soon. If we're going to reach people for Christ, we better do it real soon. If we're going to support missionaries, we better do it this year. We better do it this year because I'm not sure next year is going to be here for us. And I'm not talking about the Mayan calendar. Oh, I tell you, people are so crazy. Boop, 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 boop. We better get focused on Christ and the things of God and reaching people for Christ because the time clock for Christ's coming is run. The sand is running out of the hourglass. Am I making sense to anybody? And the whole world, folks, there's a whole lot going around in the world. You don't see it you won't see it on national TV. You don't have a clue what's going on in the other countries. I'm going to close with this. Look at let me close. I'll read 2 scriptures and I'll stop. In Matthew chapter 9, I'll just read them if you want to just sit there and listen. If you want to turn to it, you can. Matthew 9, verse 37, 38. Jesus said, thus saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Oh, they're still out there. We just ain't got nobody going after them. Pray ye therefore the Lord of harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. We got missionaries. I got missionaries call me almost every week. They want to go to the mission field, but they can't get support. And I don't have the money to give to them. You know what I'm talking about, Brother Rod. You're an evangelist. You're in all these churches. Churches are just barely making it. But I'm telling you, we got to pray and say, God, what would you have me give this year? This could be the last year. I'm going to do all I can to reach people in the mission field, and I'm going to reach people in my mission field in this area. It's about time we get stirred up for Christ. Last scripture, and I'm all done. Brother Bob's going to like this scripture because he went by it for years. Psalms 126, verse 5 and 6. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth in weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. God said, hey, go out there and sow in tears. You'll come back happy. He that goeth forth weeping and bearing precious seed. What's that bearing precious seed? The word of God. It's tracts. Tracts that people get. Church tracts that we give out. I got them here. This is bearing precious seed. Get in the word of God. You say, oh, people never get saved by reading the tract. There's thousands of people who get saved by reading tracts. Just read some of the testimonies of people from the tract league and stuff. Bearing precious, how people get the word of God and they get saved by reading the word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. David, in Sunday school, not close, he didn't quote it, but he mentioned it. Titus 2:1. Titus 2:1. Titus 2:1. In hope of eternal life, which God promised. I think that's what it says.
Titus 2:1, in hope of eternal life, which God promised before the world began. I believe that's what it says there. Is that right? Is that right, preacher? Tell me what it says. Yeah, that's what I want. In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie. In hope of eternal, how many want eternal life? Amen. God promises anyone who trusts him, they'll get it. In hope, which God, who cannot lie, promised before the world began. All we got to do is fulfill and go out and take his promises to people. That's why we get excited for vacation Bible school. We tell those little kids, we take Jesus, little Billy, little Bobby, little Sandy, little Susie. Yeah, we'll take it. Yeah. We get excited about seeing 150 kids here saved. You know, those kids are no different than those people out there. God wants them all saved. Let's do all we can. This Wednesday, we start our missions conference with a man that's dedicated for Christ. I hope you come Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. I hope you'll be in here. Let him challenge us for missions. I think he's one of the greatest preachers in America. He's got the hand of God on him. That's where it's at. He's nothing special. He's just got the anointing on him. Got a great preacher coming. He's going to challenge us for the mission field. Jesus is coming back. The world's getting ready for the one world government. It's all coming together. Well, we come together for Christ this year. 2012, let's support all the missionaries we can. Let's witness all we can. Let's pass out all the tracts that we can. Don't say there's 4 months left. I don't know if there is 4 months left. Jesus said, they're out there ready. The harvest is right now. The harvest is right now.